two parts to answering the question, what does God want me to do? The first part is about being. It's your identity. The second part is about doing. What you do should always flow out of who you are. Your identity is found by answering one question, what does God think about me? Everything in your life will flow out of what you believe God thinks about you. So if I had to boil what God thinks about you to one word, it would be love. God loves you 100% right now the way you are, and there's nothing you can do to change that. So whatever you do with your life should come out of your identity of being someone who is 100% loved by God. Now to the second part. What does God want you to do? When you're trying to figure out your purpose or your assignment, the one thing God has called you to do with your life, I think that assignment comes from the convergence of four different areas: passions, strengths, needs, and calling. Where these four areas converge into a single role is the thing that God wants you to do. So let's talk about the four questions to ask yourself to help you discover what God wants to do with your life. Passion. What one thing, if you were to do it every day, would keep you fascinated and motivated for the rest of your life? When I think about the word passion, it reminded me of the movie Passion, which depicts Jesus laying down his life for the people he loved. He was passionate about people coming back to his Father. He was so passionate, he was willing to endure the pain of the cross to get whatever mattered most to him. So what are you passionate about? What matters to you so much that you would endure the struggle and pain to keep going after that one thing? The answer to this question helps you figure out what you should be devoting your life to. Strengths. What do people say they wish they could do like you, but you think they're crazy because it comes so easy to you? Every one of us has been uniquely designed by God to be great at doing something. You've been hardwired in your brain to be great at something, right? The unfortunate reality is a majority of people don't take advantage of the neural network in their brains. The Gallup organization asked hundreds of thousands of people this question: do you get to do what you do best every day? Only 17% of people answered yes to that question, which means that less than 2 out of 10 people are doing what they've been designed by God to do on a daily basis. So what comes naturally to you? I mean, what do you find yourself doing well without trying really hard? I mean, is there something people say they wish they could do like you? The answer to that question helps you figure out the how. How will you make a difference with your life? Needs. If you could get a meeting with the president or prime minister or king and ask them to fix one problem, which problem would you ask them to fix? When asking yourself the question, what does God want me to do with my life, it's imperative that you understand this one principle. Your life is not about you. The greatest people are those who serve others. So if God wants you to serve others, what's the best way for you to serve? Find a problem and fix it. So what problem are you called to fix? Notice what gets your attention. When training people, I will often send them to a busy neighborhood and ask them what they see. One group will see the kid running around, one group will see the homeless, one group will see the young girls trying to impress the boys. Everyone will see something different. Why? Because you've been uniquely designed by God to notice specific things so that you can become a solution to a problem in that area. So if you could get a meeting with the president, prime minister, or king and ask them to fix one problem, which problem would you ask them to fix? That's the problem you're called to fix. Calling. What does God say you should do? This is the most important question to ask yourself, because the answer to this question overrides all the other questions. The great thing about Jesus is he is a talking God. He loves to communicate to his people. If you're wondering what you're called to do, ask him. He will tell you what to do. Then it's your job to be obedient to whatever he tells you. So, how does this all work together to help you figure out what to do? Here are the four questions again. What one thing, if you were to do it every day, would keep you fascinated and motivated for the rest of your life? What do people say they wish they could do like you, but you think they're crazy because it comes so easy to you? If you can get a meeting with the president, prime minister, or king and ask them to fix one problem, which problem would you ask them to fix? And what does God say you should do? We're looking for a specific role where these four things converge. For example, let's say you're passionate about ending human trafficking and you have a strength of singing and songwriting, and the problem you would ask a leader to fix is to stop allowing people to be sold as slaves, and you know this is something God asked you to do. How does this converge into a single role that you know you can devote your life to? What if you wrote songs about the trafficking problem to bring awareness to the problem so people could get involved in different initiatives to help eliminate people being sold to slaves. Right? Here's an example of how this doesn't work. I was training young people, and one young man said, "I am passionate about going to the lake and riding jet skis and water skiing, and I'm pretty good at it." I explained to him that this is not what God is calling you to do, because all the things he was sharing are selfish and are about him. He's not helping or serving anyone other than himself. So I have good news for you. God has a plan for you, and that plan is not about you. It's about serving others.
So if you'd like a step-by-step process to help you discover your purpose, I invite you to join the Worker Maker community, where you can get two different courses for free, the Purpose Discovery Process and the Purpose Discovery Challenge. And you get the community to help you along the way. So to join the Worker Maker community, go to purposeconcepts.com.